We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Kalim. Perek of Dalad Mishnah Yud Zayin, the last Mishnah in this 24th Perek. We'll see that the Mishnah is structured like the others. It doesn't end with Tahor Miklum or Tahor Miklum. It ends just with the word Tahor. But we'll see that although the structure is the same, three types of kupos of boxes, we'll see that we're not speaking about the halacha of how they become Tameh, but rather, when we have two parts of that make up a kli, we like to know, are they considered one unit or they're not one unit? Shalosh kupos, saying there are three types of boxes. Mehuha shetlaya al habriya holchin achar habriya. So this is the first case. What we have here is we have a briya, we have a sturdier box, a stronger box, and we have a mehuha, we have one that is worn out. But the briya, the stronger, sturdy box, has a hole in it. So I use the mehuha, the worn out box, to patch up that hole. So the Mishnah, so now are these two separate units. The Mishnah says, no, hol chenachar habriya. What happens is, they're both boxes, but we follow this the laws of the stronger box, which means that in terms of the laws of Tumah. If, let's say, the whatever the tumah status of the sturdier box is, if, let's say, that it's tumah, so then the mehuha, the worn-out box that's being used to stop up the hole, that becomes tumah as well. If the stronger box, the bria, is tahor, then even though the worn-out box may have been tumah, no, now that's tahor, because it's really secondary to the bria. Kitana ala gdola. What about the following? I have a small box, and I use that to close up a hole in a larger box. They're not, we don't have, it's not like one's muhuha, one's bria. It's not like one is more sturdy than the other. But here, one's larger than the other. But in terms of how strong they are, they're both the same. So whatever the tumah status of the larger box is, so the smaller box is secondary to that, and will be tameh if the larger box is tameh, and if the larger box is tahor, that smaller box will be tahor. Hayushavos, let's say they're equal. What does it mean they're equal? They equal in terms of they're both sturdy. Let's say they're both worn out, and they're both the same size. One's not gedola, one's katana. So how then do we determine this? So holchin achar hapanimis. We follow the inner box. We assume the inner box is the primary box, and the outer box is going to be secondary to that inner box. So the Teferis Yisrael says, but okay, we're thinking about all the different qualities, sturdy versus not sturdy, and bria versus muhua, and then katana versus gedola, the terms of size, and then inner versus outer. So what about if the two boxes are different from each other in more than one way? Let's say one box is larger, but the other one is sturdier than the larger one. So we have to follow the order of the Mishnah. The qualities depend on the order. The order of priority is what the Mishnah has, is in the order of the Mishnah. So what's the main factor? Is Bria versus Mehuha. What's the condition? What's the physical condition of the box? Is it sturdy? Is it not sturdy? So let's say, so that means if you have a box that's Bria, that's always considered more Chashuv than one that's worn out, even if the worn out box is a larger box. And let's say they're the same in terms of their physical condition. They're both Bria, let's say, or both worn out. Then we take into account the size, as we said. But size is more significant, let's say, than the inner or the outer. So let's say, for example, the larger box is the outer box. So you say, well, didn't we say the inner box is more chashuv than the outer box? Yeah, that's when they have the same size and the same physical condition. But if you don't have that, that means that the larger box is going to be more significant than even though it's maybe the outer box, not the inner box, because that's the order that we have in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kaf Moznayim, very similar. Here you have the Kaf Moznayim. This is the pan that's part of the scale. Shetzlaya al shule hamecham. Al shule hamecham. You have a mecham, you have a kettle. So the bottom of the kettle, let's say, has a hole. So you see a perfect size. I have the pan, the metal pan of my scale, so that I can use to close up, to use as the bottom of the kettle, which is broken. So it depends. What's the status? So the Mishnah says, "Mi bifnim." Let's say I could put the pan inside the kettle, and it'll be the bottom on the inside, and that way it'll close up the hole. Or I could actually attach it to the outer side of it, and it'll close up the hole that way. So the Mishnah here says, according to Rabbi Shimon, "Al shule the kafmos naim that I'm using to patch up the shule hamecham. If it's mi bifnim, if I put it on the inside, then tamei." Then that means the kettle becomes tameh like the pan is. The case of the Mishnah is where that kaf maznaim was, that metal pan was already tameh. And now I attach it to the kettle, to patch up the kettle. The kettle was tov. So if I put that pan on the inside, so then the whole kettle becomes tummy, because that really becomes part of the kettle, and therefore the whole thing is tummy because of the pan that's tummy, that becomes the bottom of the kettle, and you put it inside the kettle. But mibachutz, I only attached it to patch up the outside. It's underneath the kettle now, so the kettle is still tahor. Not only that, the pan becomes tahor because it's now secondary to the rest of the kettle, which is tahor. Let's say you put the pan on the side of the kettle, there's a hole over there, maybe then whether you put it on the inner side of the kettle or the outer side of the kettle, we say that the kettle and the pan are tahor. Remember, the pan was tameh originally. Now I put that pan on the inside or the outside of the kettle, but not on the bottom, not as the floor of the kettle, but on the side, as the wall. So we assume that a pan that's attached on the side of the wall, so that's smaller than the kettle. When it's on the floor, okay, it's pretty much covering up the whole floor. But here it's smaller, therefore, what's the larger object? Is the kettle. So what was the kettle? The kettle we said was tahor. So maybe if it doesn't matter where you put the pan, since the kettle is tahor, the kettle remains tahor, and that pan that is now on the either inside or outside of the wall of the kettle, that is tahor as well, because it's secondary to the kettle. Perech Chav Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Kol HaKelim Yesh Lahem Acharayim V'toch. Mishnah begins by giving us a general that all Kelim, in general, have a law of Acharayim, the outside, V'toch, and the inside. What does that mean? So when we say a Kli has the laws of Acharayim V'toch, it means that the halacha of the outer side of the kli is different than the halacha of the inner side of the kli. What does that mean? So the halacha normally is, if the inside of a kli becomes tamei, let's say tamei liquid touches the inside of the kli, so then automatically, that's the ikra part of the kli, the outside of the kli, the wall of the outside part of the kli is also tamei, because the inside became tamei. But if, let's say, tamei liquid touched the outside of the kli, so only the outside becomes tamei and not the inside. Since Tumas Mashkim, since Tumah of liquid to Mitame Kalim is only Dindur Rabbanan, that's why the Chachamim Omekil regarding their Tumah, that we say that if the outside of the Kli becomes Tameh, the inside is not. Only when the inside is Tameh do we say the outside is Tameh. This way we remember that it's only Midur Rabbanan. So the Mishnah here says, your Kalim in general have this law of Acharayim V'toch, which means the Acharayim have a different halacha than the Toch. The Acharayim become tummy, the inside is not tummy, but only the inside becomes tummy, then the outside becomes tummy. Kigon in the Mishnah gives us several examples of these. Hakarim, which Vaksasas, which we mentioned many times. One of them is pillows, one of them is cushions or mattresses. Vahasakin, sacks. Vahamatsufin, other types of sacks. Sakin generally are made out of goat's hair. Matsufin, other types of sacks or things that we pack things in. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda says, these have the laws of Acharayim V'toch. Now, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What do I need Rabbi Yehuda to tell me this? In fact, Rabbi Meir disagrees. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. When you have a sack, you have a mat, you have a, maybe not much of a mattress, but certainly a pillow, let's say, or let's say the sock is a great example. So a sock, you can turn it inside out, and you can use it another way. So what used to be the toch is now the acharayim, or was the acharayim is the toch. So one would have thought maybe these shouldn't have the laws of acharayim v'toch, because you use the inside and the outside interchangeably. So comes Rabbi Yehuda to say no. They have a din of acharayim v'toch, This is generally the way that you see the way the kli looks right now. That's the inside. Okay, if that becomes tummy, the outside is tummy. And see the outside. If that becomes tummy, the inside is not tummy. Just the fact that you could turn them inside out doesn't matter. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol sheyesh lo tovaros yesh lo acharayim betoch. If there are loops that are attached to the outside, then it has the halacha of acharayim betoch, because then we treat the outside as going to remain the outside, the inside is going to remain the inside, because the loops are on the outside. People don't turn it inside out. When you have loops which are on the outside, obviously they serve a purpose over there. So, but if v'chol she'en lo tovaros, if you don't have any loops, where you the exterior can be the interior, it's something interchangeable, ein lo acharayim betoch, then it doesn't have the law of acharayim betoch. And that would mean if tummy liquid, let's say, touches even the outside, the whole kli becomes tummy. Whatever we normally apply to the inside applies to the outside now. And then the Mishnah says, Hashulchan v'hadulfiki v'hadulufki. We've had it before, the table, dining room table. That's a serving table where you put on the food, some of the drinks before you bring them to the table. Yesh lohem achorayim v'toch divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They have halacha of acharayim betoch. Now, this is a little bit strange, because what's inside and outside? They're flat, so they don't have any containers. So what does it mean that they have an inside and an outside? We assume the inside is the upper surface where you put the whatever the food is. You put on the table. That's considered the inside. The underside underneath it of the table, so that's considered the outside. Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing applies here, although you could turn it over, and the outside, the underside would look the same as the top. Since this is the top of the table, generally has the halacha of acharayim betoch, which would mean, of course, that if tuma touches the outside, the top of the underside of the table, the top of the table is not tummy. If tuma touches the top of the table, then the underside is tummy. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And Rabbi Meir Omer, elahem acharayim. No, there is no halacha of acharayim betoch, for the simple reason that there's no inside and outside. You don't look at one part of the table as the inside, one part as the outside. If a tummy liquid, let's say, touches the mashkim tmeim, touches either side of the table, so the whole table becomes tummy. And that would be true, because that's what happens when you have a flat kli, assuming it's mekabel tuma. Assuming a flat mekabel tuma, let's say a metal kli. We know it's mekabel tuma, even though it's flat. If tuma touches the underside, what do you tell me? The top is not tummy? The whole thing is, of course, is tummy. So that same thing would apply over here. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'chein tavla she'en lo lizbeis. The same thing would be true when it comes to a tray that doesn't have a rim. If it has a rim, it has a receptacle that's very clear inside and outside. But if there's no rim, so we would have the same machlokas. So we do think that the upper part of the tray, that's considered the inside, and the underside is considered the outside, just like when it came to the shulchan. And Rabbi Meir would disagree and say, no, the tray is like any kli that's flat. The inside and outside are the same. Once one part becomes tummy, the other part is tummy.